This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Nearly 40% of the businesses in New Mexico are owned by women, but they have less economic clout than their male counterparts, according to a new study from the annual State of Women-Owned Businesses, which is commissioned by American Express and looks at women in business across the country. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
New Mexico is doing all right, but it really is less than half as well in creating women-owned businesses than the rest of the country. There was a 21% increase in the number of women-owned businesses since 2007, compared with over 50% in the rest of the nation. Across the country, Hispanic women accounted for 51% of the increase, and Native American women were responsible for 27%. But what is startling is that in New Mexico, at least, many people look at women-owned businesses as a mom thing, something to do while the kids are at school, not serious business. Some of that may come from the Small Business Administration's New Mexico operation that says only 5% of the revenue generated in New Mexico comes from the nearly 40% of companies that are woman-owned. More after this. Some of that could be the result of sole proprietors who are women. Apparently, many go into business by and for themselves because generally wages are so low in New Mexico, it just makes better sense. There's also the perception that women are more risk-averse and thus less likely to get involved in entrepreneurial efforts because of the risk of bankruptcy or financial failure. It's also true that more women are the caretakers at home, and that affects how and what kinds of businesses they start. It also affects how they're perceived in the marketplace. Another issue women face when starting a business is access to capital. There is less venture capital available in New Mexico, and banks are more loath to loan money to women entrepreneurs than to men. Because the available pool is smaller, it's more difficult to get started. This year, it's estimated in the study there will be 60,800 woman-owned businesses in New Mexico, and that's down from 61,400 in 2017. There's still a nearly 22% growth of women-owned businesses in the state since 2007. Nationally, there are 12.2 million women-owned businesses with a growth factor of 57.6%. There's also the nearly million business increase since last year, which is the difference between the rest of the country and New Mexico. There was a time when the state was one of the leaders in woman-owned businesses, but that declined about 2012 with the recession. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The slack in the growth of women-owned businesses is another indicator of the financial health of New Mexico. It isn't great, not at the top of the charts, but it isn't at the bottom anymore either. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.